Two occupants were uninjured in the ditching of an SR-22. James Lovell's notebook from Apollo 13 may not have been his to sell at auction. And Turkish police choose the Bell 429. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 10th, 2012. The pilot of a Cirrus SR-22 radioed controllers to say that his engine was losing power, then pulled the red handle and deployed the ballistic chute before ditching about 2 miles west of Andros, Bahamas on Saturday. An MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew from Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater, Florida, launched and safely hoisted two survivors from the water. The two were identified as 59-year-old Richard McLaughlin and 25-year-old Elaine McLaughlin, both from Birmingham, Alabama, and both were reportedly uninjured. When the checklist from the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission went up for auction last November, it sold for $388,000. Astronaut Jim Lovell, who had made handwritten notes and calculations on the document as the crew worked to get safely back to Earth, had put the item up for sale. But now, NASA has raised questions as to whether Lovell had title to the ring-bound checklist, and the sale has been suspended pending the outcome of the inquiry. Ownership of two other items sold at auction from Apollo 9 has also been questioned. NASA has sued Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell for the return of a camera which went to the moon. He eventually did return it, and it was donated to the National Air and Space Museum. For now, Lovell's checklist is in a vault at Heritage Auctions pending the outcome of the litigation. Bell Helicopter says it has been selected by the Turkish National Police from a field of several companies to enter final negotiations for an award for 15 Bell 429s, with an option for 5 more. The Bell 429 has conducted extensive flight demonstrations on every continent except Antarctica and has been certified in more than 40 countries. The 429 offers configuration options ranging from VIP to air medical, law enforcement, utility, and oil and gas. Still ahead, Santa Monica flight schools try to compromise with NIMBYs. Heli Expo wants to display your heritage rotorcraft. And honest officer, I didn't drink until after landing. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, January 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The owners of 6 flight schools operating out of Santa Monica Airport in California have offered to voluntarily limit takeoffs and landings during evening and night hours as a concession to increasingly hostile neighbors. Residents living close to the airport, some who chose to live within 300 feet of the tarmac, have recently earned the support of the Los Angeles and Santa Monica City Councils and a state senator in seeking mandatory noise restrictions. The owners of the flight schools jointly signed a letter saying they would not practice touch-and-goes Monday through Saturday after 8 p.m. from November to March. They also promise only one departure and arrival per aircraft on Sundays after 8 p.m. year-round. The Santa Monica Patch reports there's already a curfew in effect at the airport. City officials say in a news release that the voluntary reductions offered by the flight schools would reduce the number of flying hours by 15 per week during daylight savings time and 21 per week during standard time. Helicopter Foundation International says it's looking for heritage aircraft to display at this year's Heli Expo in Dallas, Texas, to help highlight the importance of early rotorcraft to our industry. Heritage aircraft are defined as rotorcraft built in or before 1955, no longer in production, and that were able to sustain vertical flight. Those wishing to bring such aircraft to Heli Expo 2012 will get free static space in the Dallas Convention Center and 4 complimentary passes to the show. This year's exhibit is open February 12th through the 14th. Owners of a helicopter, autogyro, experimental aircraft, or any type of rotary aircraft that meets the criteria should contact HFI's Vice President and Curator, Marty Posiesk, by this Friday. HAI reserves the right to determine whether an aircraft qualifies and reserves the right to choose which aircraft are selected for display if the number of applicants exceeds the available space. You can find out more at rotor.com. And finally today, a pilot from Pengrove, California, who has been charged with flying under the influence of alcohol, says he was sober in the cockpit, despite allegations of erratic flying from the California Highway Patrol. Michael Ferrero told the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat he had some booze in his hangar, but didn't touch the stuff until after he landed. According to the paper, a CHP aircraft spotted Ferrero's Aerotrek A220 LSA flying low and erratically near a state highway, sometimes as low as 50 feet off the ground and within 100 feet of the traffic on the road. They followed him till he landed. At the airport, CHP says Ferrero's blood alcohol level was measured at 0.09%. Pilots are considered impaired at 0.04. The pilot was cited and released on his own recognizance. Ferrero says he has hundreds of hours flying low over unpopulated areas and was over an open pasture during the flight Tuesday. He says he's been flying the LSA every day since he bought it about 45 days ago and had gulped some whiskey he had at his hangar, unaware he was about to be interviewed by law enforcement. No formal charges have been filed. The FAA is also investigating. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.